Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Monday, June the 11th. Monday, June the 11th of 2018, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time on spending as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got almost like a part two of what we talked about yesterday. Yesterday was a very heartfelt message as we was talking about how you can't save no one. It's not our jobs to, we're not in the saving business. And one of the most important lessons that I'm learning and have learned, especially, you know, from what we talked about on yesterday's show, and my wife shared with me something that was profound and very simple but profound, and that was, you can't save anybody. It's not your job. In fact, you can't even really save yourself. The only thing we can do is move ourselves in a direction that aligns with our God-given purpose or destiny that allows the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in all truth. So today we want to continue with that understanding of adversity that accompanies success. It's really interesting. I never thought that success would bring adversity. I never really had, you know, true level of success, if you want to call it that. And even still at this level, it's still, you know, minute compared to what a lot of people have to deal with. However, it still brings with it its challenges. And so today we want to talk about, especially for the members of the life management system, because what you're saying, as we talked about in the previous one, the previous show, we are talking about basically being the greatest version of yourself that you can be. The problem with that is the current version of yourself must be destroyed in order for the new version of yourself to exist. So sometimes adversity is all that you need to become successful. I like adversity. I'm comfortable with adversity. Adversity, I grew up in adversity. I'm from the hood. I grew up fighting all my life, and that's all I know how to do is fight. I'm used to it. I'm used to dealing with adversity. I'm used to dealing with struggle. I'm used to dealing with and going through things. And so when there isn't no demons to fight, I got to create them. So today we're talking about these imaginary demons that we create when life is going good. It's really interesting that in my life when things, I don't have problems when adversity exists. I only have problems when success shows up. It's really odd. I had to really do some soul searching today and yesterday. And, you know, I had to really delve deep because I'm in a new territory. I'm in a new era, so to speak. I'm in an era of what people consider normal. I'm not a normal guy. Anybody knows me, my family can tell you that I'm a little high strung. I'm a little extreme. I do things outside of the box. And I'm learning now that whenever I am outside of the box, I'm comfortable. But whenever I'm inside of the box, I have to create a way to get outside of the box. Meaning, adversity for me helped me to become successful because it was in adversity that I developed a sense of focus, a sense of discipline, and a sense of order. As a little kid growing up, man, we was always struggling and fighting, whether it was for food, whether it was just, you know, to get seen, to be heard, whether it was getting out of this adversity. My mother passed away. I moved to another environment, and I fought every day almost just to go to school, and I've always been struggling. I've been fighting all my life. That's all I know. I don't know how not to fight. That's the problem. You see, brothers and sisters, I used to think that if I could achieve success, then all my problems would go away. That's what I thought. I thought that if I became wealthy, healthy, wise, had a great relationship, I just thought that, you know, life would be great. Now I'm realizing that's not true. The reality is success creates a whole new level, or a whole new set of problems. New level, new devil. When you go to a new level, you're going to experience a new devil. And I'm here to warn you today, especially for the members of the life management team. It's interesting because it's like the fathers, I was sitting there yesterday, and it was really weird. And me and my younger sister was kind of experiencing the same thing at the same time. And we were talking and texting and stuff and going back and forth. And we both successful. And we both are sabotaging our own success. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, like, my older brother and my older sister, or my other sister, they're both successful and they're not doing what me and my little sister are doing. Like, my older brother, you know, he's a pastor. He's doing, you know, he's like my father. I've looked up to him all my life. And my sister Brenda, I mean, I just can't even put it into words what she's been through and the level of success that she's at right now. Me and my siblings, I'm just, from where we came from, we are all beyond success. Nobody in our family, I was talking to my father yesterday, and he was like, he's so proud of us because all of his brothers and sisters cannot believe the level of success that we have. because we really had no father. Our mother died when we was little, and pretty much my brother Glenn, who's just a year older than us, than me, raised us. And despite all of that adversity, we had a praying mother. And my only memories of my mother is when she was praying. And so no matter how much I study and how much I research, people ask me all the time, man, why you still hang on to Jesus Christ and Him crucified? Because that's all I know. That's my foundation. That's my base. You never throw away, you know, the gun that you use in a battle that works. If you go to war and you got a weapon, you don't change out a weapon that works for a new fancy weapon. I talk about all these new fancy weapons, but I ain't stupid. I do understand the weapon that works. Every time I had sleep paralysis, every time I've been in demonic attack, every time something happened, I call on the name of Jesus. So I mean, let's not get it twisted. I do talk a lot of and research a lot of science because that's my demographics. However, I'm still a country boy from Forsyth, Texas. And so I had to deal with something that this ideal of success, rich problems. I talked about, you know, the difference between rich people and poor people. This is just one thing. A poor person is a rich person who's ignoring the fact that they're rich. That's it. Poor people just ignore truth or facts or what needs to be done. A poor person knows they need to get up at 8 and go to work, but they don't. They call in. A rich person, they know they need to get up and go to work at 8, so they get up. And they go to work at 8, and they get a check on Friday. The only difference between a poor person and a rich, I haven't seen no such thing as a, you know, because again, poverty is the absence of a thing. Poverty is not a thing. It's like a pothole. There's no such, a pothole is not a substance. A pothole is the absence of a substance. So therefore, that's a problem. So I was sitting and I'm thinking about problems and I'm like, I don't have any. So why am I going through problems and I don't got any? I mean, I got money in my pocket. I'm in good health. I got a little, you know, I read a few books. I wrote a few books. Got a great relationship. My wife loves me, supports me, encourages me, but I got problems. And I thought about where these problems coming from. Are these problems real or are they imaginary? You know, fear is false evidence appearing real. Now, I need somebody to hear me because I'm again. The Father takes me through the experience of something before He gives me the knowledge of it. And the knowledge of it, I can't share, you know, student cannot go any higher than, quote unquote, the teacher. And y'all know I'm going to millionaire status, not because of the money, just because of the ability to be more effective, to have more service. Because as we talked about on yesterday's show, the Rhema knowledge was purpose helps you to serve people. Not save them. God is in the saving business. I've made a huge error thinking that I could save. I was talking with my daughter, and I was making choices and decisions to save my daughter. And my wife said, "Did Shamora ask you to do that?" And I was like, "Well, no, but." She said, "Well, hold on a minute, like, she's doing good, right? She's happy. She graduated from school. She got a summer job. And why are you doing, why you feel like you have to do?" See, there's something that I have a warped sense of caring that was established, I think, just from watching my mom go through it and not being in a position to help when I was a little boy. So now as a man, it's like, I try to save people that don't need saving. Y'all don't know the story I tell all the time when I first met my wife, and I was like, "Girl, we got to get you up out of here." She's like, "Out of where?" Like, it's just like, "You in the hood." It's like, "Well, I'm from the hood. I'm always doing stuff for people that don't ask nor need it to be done." And so that knowledge that I shared yesterday led to the knowledge that I'm sharing today, which is a deeper understanding of there's three problems that popped up recently that led to the invention or the creation of these imaginary demons that I'm fighting. Number one, now most people think that when you start making some money that people want to borrow money, you start attracting, you know, people that like to hang out with you, or you start attracting or you start dealing with or forming friendships that are not genuine. Those are the problems I'm talking about today. I'm talking about what happens, what is the adversity that really shows up when you are really successful. Now, the success I'm talking about also is the language of success that leads to the materialization of success. So right now I'm more in the language of success than I am in the materialization of success, although the language of success is starting to materialize because I'm getting clients and I'm signing up new people people buying deal canary reports. And so business is booming. Things are going great. But again, I'm not at the millionaire stage materially yet, but I'm there mentally. And so the language of wealth is a feeling. So I feel something. And this feeling is doing three things that you got to be very careful of, because I don't want you to experience or go through what I just went through, because it hurts people, it hurts yourself, and it sets you back. Number one, then when you have the feeling that, now remember, wealth is a feeling, it's a currency, it's this ability to know that you can create wealth on demand, and then that brings one, options. Number two, guilt. Number three, grandiose mentality. Let's address each one of these one at a time, because this is extremely important. Because what happens when you go through and you experience, you know, success, all of a sudden you have options. Now, let me make sure you understand. Choices. Now, see, poor people, they don't have an option whether or not they can move out of the hood. You pretty much there because you ain't got no job. You need public housing, you need public assistance, you have to, you know, depend upon demand, you got to go to the food stamp line, or you got to go to unemployment. So when you don't have options, or when you are poor, you don't have options. But when you start becoming successful, when you get a couple of nickels and you can rub together, now you are in this period. You know, we talked about the transition period when you go from, you know, from great to greater and greater to greatest, and you don't want to get stuck in that transition period, because what happens is when you become successful, you have options. You have the option to travel. You have the option not to travel. You have the option to buy a new car that you probably don't need. But you got, since you got money and you got the option, and you go out and you look at the car. Now, you don't need the car, but you like it, so you got an option. So you exercise that option. And when you got money, the biggest options that you have is thought option. Now, let me be crystal clear on this one, because, see, this is where the rubber meets the road. Because, like all my shows, I don't really deal with, you know, theory. I teach theorem. So thoughts come into your head when you have money in your pocket. If you don't have money, you don't have those thoughts. Well, that's not even an option. So the enemy play mind games on you when you got a couple of nickels in your pocket. And these mind games are options. These are thought options. Now, how do you deal with success? Because these thoughts come from somewhere, and they are taking you somewhere, usually back to where you came from, which is poverty or a lower level. See, the enemy doesn't want you to be successful if you have a brain and you have a purpose that's designed for people. Now, if you got a personality, then none of this show really doesn't really affect you. But if you got purpose, see, most people I know, they got a personality, and people like their personality, and they're like, you know, let's say, you know, the fly jock, Tom John. I like Tom John, but, you know, I like his personality. I don't know, like, what's his purpose? I know he's a radio personality, but what's his purpose? Now, I know he has one, because, you know, he does some, you know, some great things in the community and so on and so forth. But for most people, they only know him as the fly jock. They don't know him as the philanthropist and some of the other things that he does because of his purpose. It's the same thing as these professional athletes. We know their personality, but we don't know their purpose. So a lot of people promote their personality, but they don't have no purpose. And so we have to really think about the thoughts that are available to you when you are in a position of a new level, because then you experience a new devil. See, as long as you are poor, you don't have options, or your options are limited. Now, let me be crystal clear, because a lot of people will hear this and they will say, like the show that I did on, you know, why rich people dislike poor people. Because when rich people talk, poor people don't listen. Let me say it again. When rich people talk, poor people don't listen. What's the definition of the word poor or poverty? Ignorance. What's the definition of the word ignorance? The inability to listen. You are ignoring fact. That's poverty. There's no such thing. You just choose to ignore success. So success comes and says, hey, let me tell you something. And by definition, per definition, you know, believe me, just go to the hood and talk to people, and they're going to be like, yeah, dog, I'm busy shining my $500 rims on my $200 car. I didn't read about that in the book, because I used to do the same thing. First thing I did when I got a couple of dollars was when I go buy a new car. I was driving around in a brand new Mercedes, and I could not afford gas or the insurance. True story. Mercedes-Benz, and I could not afford the gas or the insurance, less known the payment. I mean, that's a whole other subject. See, adversity shows up when options present itself. And options are not available until you put yourself in a position to have them options, and the options become available. When you're a multimillionaire, you could get a yacht. But the question is, do you need one? When you're a multimillionaire, you can get you a 10,000 square foot five car garage home. But the question is, wouldn't 5,000 square foot do? If it's just you and your boo-boo. Now, if you got, you know, a bunch of shearings, then another study for another time. But success breeds choice. And it's the choice. Because, see, when you're not used to making those types of choices, it's a whole new learning curve. So now you got to make decisions that you're not used to making them. And guess what? You're gonna crash and burn like I did yesterday. You're gonna make bad choices. It's okay. You got to learn though, and just hopefully you're surrounded with family and friends who understand and they're to love you and support you and help you as you grow. Because the more you know, the more you grow. One thing about love and evolving is I'm not where I'm at today. I won't be here tomorrow. So I'm always evolving. Therefore, I'm opening myself up to different choices. So now I have the option. Before, I didn't have the option to fly first class. I probably could, but then I wouldn't be able to, you know, have gas money to get to where I'm going. Now I have options. Now I can go on speaking engagements. Now I can get in my car and do like I did last weekend and drive to Louisiana and talk to a client, look at some properties, engage in business contracts and business dialogue. Get ready to go to California here in the next week or so and do the same thing. See, those are options that I did not have last year. So now I cannot make or have to come up with a better way by which to evaluate these options. Was going to Louisiana a good decision? Or was it a waste of time? Was it a waste of energy? Was it a waste of money? Is going to California, is I'm going to Boise to speak at this convention. It's going to Boise. I don't know about it, Boise, Idaho, but it was a great opportunity. So, again, it's an option. The option, if I make money in Boise, I go to Boise, I want to come back with at least 20 grand, at least, minimum. I want to do at least if that the trip was a bust. So then making choices and decisions, when you are successful, there's more choices and more decisions, more money, more problems, but the problems are good problems. So the number one thing that you have to realize, especially if you're a member of the life management system, because you will be successful. All you gotta do is hang around with me. I guarantee you. Now I'm learning. Y'all are fortunate. Y'all get to piggyback off all my mistakes. So y'all, now everybody knows that now that you should not be doing what you're doing for a person. You should be doing it for your purpose. Everybody knows that, because now you understand that You have, in order to attract people, you must have purpose. If you got people and you have no purpose, then you must give them something else that is of no value to them, or less value. So God, and again, the biblical premise is in Genesis chapter 2, when God created Adam and he took him. Notice he said took. It didn't say he asked him. He took him and he put him, meaning Adam did not have a choice. And he told him to tend the garden, name all the animals. Then he, after Adam was done, then he said, hey, it's not good for you to be alone. Everybody that's got somebody. Then he made Eve after Adam had work. Now, see, I didn't do that. I got woman before work. But you should have work before woman. You should have purpose. Because, again, the woman helps you to fulfill your purpose. If you're a man and you have no purpose and the woman is the help mate, what is she going to help you make? You ain't got nothing to make. And how is she going to help you? So you don't need no woman until you got something to make. Which brings me to number two. The second problem that success breeds is guilt. Because when you become successful, that means you have to leave the non-successful behind. The people that choose not to be. Remember, the definition of what poverty is that you present and they decide to ignore it. That's the definition of poverty. But first of all, you need to present. You cannot do what I've been doing and just make the decision for people. You need to talk to them and ask them and give them the option. You just can't assume because you got number three, grandiose mentality. I'm better than you. You're a peasant. I'm a priest. Therefore, kiss my ring finger, step off. That mentality, that dog does not hunt. So let me make sure, because the way the enemy works is he doesn't mind if you get or attain a new level. Because most people will get, you ever been on the job and you get promoted out of your gift and you crash and burn? I've been on, and I've seen people who are great employees but terrible managers. The moment that they got promoted, you're like, oh, man, they should have stayed in, because the employee they had no problems, but they have no leadership and no management skills, and they get promoted out of their purpose. See, adversity shows up when success is beyond your grasp. You're not ready yet, boo-boo. And so the father said, hey, I'm just giving you just a little dab right now, so that way you can get your options and make choices together. Don't walk around feeling guilty because Jim Bob doesn't want to go. So what you do is you save Jim Bob. Now, you guys remember what we were talking about on yesterday's show, something that was extremely important. And that is this weaponized life path. Whether, if you're one, leadership is weaponized. Two, peace is weaponized. Three, creativity is weaponized. Four, work is weaponized. Five, freedom and adventure is weaponized. Six, care and compassion is weaponized. Seven, intelligence is weaponized. Eight, wealth is weaponized. Nine, humanity is weaponized, meaning it's used against you. Now, you are going to feel guilty when you become successful, guaranteed. If you remember the life management system, I don't have nobody, to my knowledge, that's here that comes from generational wealth. That could be, especially I know a couple of my Caucasian clients that I don't know their family history. But most of my clients, they don't come from generational wealth. I mean, you are new to this. Your daddy's didn't own slaves, and you just walked into it, and, you know, you made your millions, or your grandpappy made his millions off of the backs of, you know, melanated people. Or maybe your grandpappy started a lumber company and something, and he passed it down, and so on and so forth. There may be somebody like that, but most people I know, they're not from generational wealth. And so that means that you are new to this thing called wealth. Whatever your level is at, this is new to you. And so now you are exposed to these different types. And this is really important. It may seem like it's not important, but it's really important, because what it does is it flaws or it messes up your thinking, because you're dealing, you're at a new level, so you're dealing with a new devil. So that old shizness that worked with that old devil, it doesn't work with this new devil. And so you will find yourself doing the same thing, but you're not getting that same result. And you're going to be unsure, because you're like, well, hold up. This always, I mean, this is what I did yesterday. This always works. So I'm always saving people. I'm always trying to save someone else instead of following my path and my purpose. I am hooked on the dopamine of caring. So I do something for you. You say, thank you. And I get dopamine released and I'm happy. I ain't produced nothing, though. I didn't sell no product or no service. I didn't make no money. And then when I run out of money, I run out of the ability to care, and then I'm in depression. You see, brothers and sisters, the enemy knows you. Now, if you're a leader, he's not going to use caring against you. He's going to use leadership if you're one. Now, remember, the definition of the word adversity means difficulties or misfortune. It means hardship or distress. So there is a difficulty that comes with success. Now, we broke down the difficulty that comes with non-success, basically, as we talked about it on yesterday's show, when we talked about the fact that I've been living my life in a very non-productive way, and still I got to this level. In error, God has drugged me, kicking and screaming, because I shouldn't be at this level. But I'm at this level in spite of myself. Why? Because everybody that I meet, I think I'm supposed to sell them the life management system. I didn't, like my wife told me and still tells me, I don't need fixing because I ain't broke. No one needs fixing because nobody's broke. Everybody's where they are because they want to be. So my job is that if someone want to make $12 an hour, who am I to tell them that they should make 20? Now, I could ask them, hey, are you interested in making $25 an hour working for yourself? If they say no, I should not try to save them or convince them or convert them into the life management system. I have to allow, and I don't advertise, but what happens is when the people that come to me and say, hey, I saw your YouTube video, and I'm interested in learning more about your Dale Kinney reports and your life management system. And it's interesting because I was talking to one of my clients, Sister Carlette, and I call her Queen Creator. That's what her Dale Kinney report comes out to, because of all of the threes and stuff that's in her report. And she had this epiphany as well, like, why am I trying to talk people into or trying to recruit or trying to get people to buy? No, I'm a lighthouse. I just light and people come. No one needs saving. See, if you don't get that in your spirit, when you get to this level, you're going to feel guilty because you can't save them. And then you go back down to the level that you was at, Brother Will. See, there are some negative aspects to having a lot of money. Or, again, just having the mindset, because that's you get the mindset before you get the money. But the problems come with the new mindset. Now, the reason why this is extremely important, because why do you feel guilty? Because I want everybody to feel the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control that I feel. Everybody. It breaks my heart. You guys know in some of the shows I talk about this all the time. It breaks my heart when people enrolled in the life management system and quit after 3 months. It took me 4 years to get to this point. So I got 50 years of programming. For every year in the life management system, you remove 10 years of programming. How long you been in the program again? On average. Now, that's constantly. Now, that most people, you guys know, you get in line, you get out of line, get in line, get out of line. The problem with when you get in line and when you get out of line, you don't get to get back in line where you got out. Hello. See, when you get in line, Brother Will, and you get out of line, you start all the way back over from the beginning, first base, and you have to rebuild trust. You got to rebuild everything that you've been that you've built up. When you get out of line, and you got destination addiction, and you call yourself packing your shizness and doing whatever, you get out of line, and then you come back, and you think you want to get back in line where you got out. No, boo boo, you got to start all over again, just like you just met, rebuilding everything you just tore down. Do y'all have any clue how many times I've done that? You don't want to know. And I'm not talking about like physically. Physically, yeah, that's there. I'm talking about mentally. When you mentally check out, you know, man, you don't go nowhere physically, but you mentally check out. You're like, man, this ain't working. How many times have you mentally exited? Whether it be my system or any system. How about your own life? How about relationships? How about your health? Yeah, I'm not doing this no more. I'm just going to binge blank. How many times have you done that? Every time you get out of line, you don't get to start back where you got out of line. You was in a 12-step program. You was on step 11, and you quit. You got out of line. You don't start on step 11, boo-boo. You got to go back to step 1 and start all over again. That's the danger of options that produces guilt, because everybody can't go where you're going. Which brings me to number 3. And this is the hard one. Why you think that if somebody is happy at their level, they should be unhappy? Let me make sure you understand, you see, because that's a sign of grandiose, a grandiose mentality. Because I think everybody should be a part of the life. To me, people ask, okay, what's your target market? Everybody. Everybody should be enrolled in a life management system. Everybody should have a destiny report. Everybody should know their purpose. Everybody should be, you know, oscillating and vibrating as a single standing column of waveform energy. Everybody. And that's not true. There are some vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. There are organic portals walking around on this earth. Just watch Westworld and then you understand what that means. There are people that are devoid of what you and I call a conscious. They don't have that mechanism. They don't have the ability to stop stabbing you in the back. They just keep doing it. And they don't know why, but they don't feel guilt. And then there's people like me that feels too much guilt. And because you feel the guilt, you draw more guilt, meaning you keep doing it. So I have to ask myself, why do I keep creating imaginary demons? Why do I keep, if I'm successful, why do I keep sabotaging my success? Now, let me make sure you understand, because this question, remember, is not what you do, it's why. I'm in the why business. So the same analytical process that I do for you, I do the same analytical process for myself, and then I get my wife to assist me. I say, babe, I need you to ask me questions. I need you to talk to me. I need you to be my life coach. Because if I keep doing this, if I keep getting to this level, and this ain't the first time, and I keep sabotaging this level, then the question is why? And it took me a while, but I found that demon. He was buried down there, that negative habit pattern that occurred every time. See, when I was a little kid, the sound of a car driving. Now listen, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I have that in my head because we was in David Terrell. I shouldn't say his name, but we was in... They had tent ministries, the tent evangelists. And so I was raised in a time of tent revivals. It's just there was the snake handlers who believed that you could pick up a snake, a real one, and if it bites you, nothing happened to you. So I was raised in some very interesting times, and we were never in the same tent twice. My childhood, I was always in a car driving, and everything that we owned was in that car. It took me a while to figure it out. So my way of solving problems or my way of running from adversity, when I feel overwhelmed, I get in a car, I put my stuff in it, and I drive. Because I did it from the time I was 5 until my mom died when I was 13. And when I was 13, I put my shit in a pillowcase, and I walked out of my father's house. And I went to this lady named Emma Shorts. I lived there for a little while, and I put my stuff in a suitcase, and then I went over to this lady named Lannis Johnson. She was the little girl I was talking to at the time, and I went to her house. Then I went from her house, then I went to this other girl, Rita Miller's house. Then I went from that house all my life, first marriage, 20-plus year marriage, I moved 25 times. All my life, I've been doing one thing. So the people who don't know me don't understand. Why? Because that's all I know. Until yesterday. I had to expose the negative habit pattern. I had to expose it in myself before I can help you expose it in yourself. Now, again, new level, new devil. When I go to the next level, when I get to the $1 million status, when I get to the $1 million level, guess what happens? New devil, bam, he's going. Guess what I got to do? I'm going to be doing another show talking about that demon. But today, we're talking about this one. Guilt. First, you got a bunch of options. Second, you're going to be guilty because you got those options, because you came from a place where you didn't have those options. Now, you got those options. And number one, he's going to play you either way. He's going to play you by making you feel grandiose, like you're better than everybody else. Or he's going to play the guilt role and make you feel bad because you got money. See, that was me. I'm in a better place, so then I feel bad because everybody else is not in that place. That's okay. Everybody else has the same options that I have. Everybody else can take the same, make the same choices and decisions. And if they choose not to, that is okay. You have to make it okay for them. I have to make it okay for my daughter. My daughter's mother's going through some issues, and my daughter would rather stay and live with her mother. I didn't understand. I was like, why don't you come? And she said, no, I want to be with my mama. Yeah, but it's safe over here, secure over here. I can save you over here. I can't save you over there. That's okay, Dad. I'm good. I feel guilty because I want to save my daughter. Because, again, I think I'm a savior. Well, my daughter don't need saving. She's 18. She can take care of herself. You have to. Now, I'm going through it today, but your turn. You up the bat. Your turn's coming, boo-boo. And when it's your turn, I'm hoping that you remember these words that I said. Adversity accompanies success. Do not think, like I did, that if I achieve this level of success, my problems are going to go away. No, the reality is that success creates a whole new set of problems. Those three sets of problems are: you have options that you never had before. Now you can eat out every day if you want. And guess what happens? 10 years from now, you're going to be laying on the doctor's table. And they'll be cutting you open, taking out your kidneys, your spleen, your spine, or something. Options. Now, when you get money, you can drink every day. You can smoke marijuana every day. You can do what you want every day. That's the problem. Options. When you become successful, you have to be able to say no. And you have to have self-discipline. You can't just eat anything you want just because you can afford to. Now you can, but it's not going to be beneficial. You just can't drive anything you want. Now you can, but it may not be beneficial. You can't just live any way you want. You can, but again, may not be beneficial. So just because you got options don't mean you got to take them. Just because you got the option to do, don't mean that you should do. And number two, don't feel guilty because you got options. I feel guilty because, I found it, I unplugged it, I dealt with it, but I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it. Because I don't understand, because all my life I've been wanting to be where I'm at right now. So why in the hell would I create and sabotage it? That's what I'm saying. The devil is smooth, man. Y'all got to get hip to the game. This dude is cunning. I've been fighting and scratching all my life to get to this place. And now I'm here. I'm at a place of normalcy. There's no fighting and no scratching. So what do? I create drama. I don't like drama, but yet I'm a drama queen. Why in the hell am I creating drama when my life is normal? I'm trying to wrap my brain around this. And what I've discovered is shocking. Because I was raised in drama all my life. I've never been in a normal relationship. This is the first relationship I've been in. My poor wife, I put my wife through hell. Because as soon as she started going good, I self-destruct. And she said, hey, I don't understand. We like, what's the problem? We're doing great. We just, you know, we had date night. We went out, did this, that, and the other. And why we got problems? What do you mean? Well, I got to leave because I got to go take care of my daughter. Hey, and your daughter, yeah, but you understand, she lived with her mom. Her mom was on drugs, this, that, and the other. You know, she got seizures, she got this, she got that. I'm just making up shiznits. Why? I need drama. Why? Dopamine is released, brother, in drama and trauma. So my dopamine fix is not on success. My dopamine is on drama. I had to find that demon, man. He was buried deep, but I found that sucker. So dopamine is released in my body every time I produce drama. So I'm a drama. I'm hooked on drama because I need the dopamine release. That makes me feel good. Just like women that's in the stay with dudes that beat the snot out of them. And you go up to him and you're like, I don't understand. He beat you today, bring you flowers tomorrow, and everything's cool. Yes, he loves me. What? That dopamine is being released when the flowers get there. So in that person's mind, the beating is worth it because the flowers are coming. So in my brain, the drama is worth it because the feel-good is coming. I feel good when I can go save the day. All 25 years, man, y'all don't understand. I pray to God y'all can get this. I pray. Because I don't know if you can. Because it took me a long time. All my life, 25 years of my first life, and then I dragged my first marriage, and I dragged that into my second marriage because I didn't deal with it in the first marriage. As soon as stuff goes good, I create drama. But the way that the drama is created, though, oh, man, because I'm saving somebody, man. I can't help it. This person needs me. No, they don't. But you don't understand. If I'm the only one. I'm the Long Ranger. I am the only one that can save my daughter. But she got four sisters. I mean, she got four siblings that they all grown and doing very well. How come they can't help her? She's 18. She's graduate. She's working. In fact, she told me herself, "Oh, Dad, I'm good. I don't need saving. No, Shamora, you need saving. Lie down. I'm going to save you." No, Dad, I'm good. No, you're not. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm your father. I'm going to save you. So be hurt. No, Dad, I'm good. No, you don't understand. I need to save you because I need my dopamine. I need to feel good by saving you instead of feeling good by freaking producing something. Man, the devil played me like a damn fiddle. And I'm supposed to be the master teacher. I don't know if y'all ready for this level. I pray to God that you are getting ready. That's the reason why this life management system is so important. These demons out here, they for real. They will play you like they own you. And the whole time you got tears rolling down your cheek thinking you're doing the work of God and you're doing the work of the devil. That's why I wrote the book, Christian Satanist. I did not read it in the book. I lived it, still living it. Still getting played. I don't like getting played, man. That's what I'm telling y'all. I'm telling everybody. I'm trying to expose this dude. I don't like getting played. I don't like hurting people. But yet I do every day. Brothers and sisters, you have options. The options are the choices that should be based upon your purpose, not people that you think need to be saved or need to be helped. Every decision that you make should be based upon fulfilling your God-given purpose, That removes the guilt. And you stop getting dopamine from Facebook and Instagram and saving people. Or if you're one, leading people. If you're two, sitting down and talking to people, being a mediator. Oh, y'all got a problem? Hold on. I can help. Yeah, let me sit down. What's going on? Oh, so you're mad because oh, what'd you do? What'd you do? Okay, come on. Let's hug it out. If you're two, that's what you're doing. Instead of producing products, you're mitigating people. Now, if you're three, oh, I know, you're just creating all kinds of good stuff. You got great ideas, man. You got ideas off the, man, every day. Ideas, you got tablets, you got little pieces of paper written down all over the place. You got stuff written on envelopes. You got little pieces of paper, stuff in your purse. You got it in your wallet. You write stuff on your hand. You get a new idea that's going to save the world, revolutionize mankind. But you're not producing nothing. Now, if you're four, oh, man, that means that you're working and working. You're foundational. You're dependable. You're honest. You're trustworthy. Everybody's there, but the enemy's wearing you out because he's sending fools like me into your life to suck the life out of you while you work and work and work and don't take no break. If you're five, oh, man, your brain is on fire because why? Fun and adventure. But it's not the fun and adventure that gets to five. Is being attached to something that doesn't give them the freedom to experience it. So the five is always in a cage because they're supposed to be out running free. And then if you're six, I've already told you that. I'm the living example of what happens to the six. You trying to save everybody. You can't save your damn self. Oh, you can do shows. You can write books. You're God's gift to the planet. But yet, you cannot stop caring. Now, my mission in life is to turn my back on people who say, hey, Brother Will, I need you, dog. Why? That's just another distraction. Because nobody needs nobody. People only need purpose. And the person that provides that purpose, named Jesus Christ, Yahushua the HaMashiach, and the place. So you need the person, the place, and the position. The person is not another person as in a people. The person is God through his son. Because Yahushua is the purpose giver that takes you to the place called kingdom or called heaven. So you need those three P's, not penis, poonanny, and people, the other three P's. See, I majored in the wrong three P's. And many other people spending all their time majoring in the wrong three P's. It's not about penis. It's not about poonanny. And it's not about people. It's about the person of Yahushua. It's about the place of the kingdom. And it's about your position inside that kingdom. That's called your destiny, your diakonia. Without that, you will spend all of your time, especially if you're six, caring for people that don't need your type or your version of caring. They need Yahushua's version. Because Yahushua is the only one. His blood is the only one that can be shed for the remission of sin, not mine, not yours. Meaning, blood meaning disposition, his disposition. I can't give you my disposition. My disposition is not going to be, it's not going to give you the remission of sin. So I don't want you to be a little willy. I don't want you to think like me, which that's a mistake that I made with my kids. I raised them, I was a control freak. I tried to make them into little versions of me. That dog does not hunt. You need to put on the mind of Christ, according to Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, not Brother Will. So therefore, I can't do nothing for you, boo-boo. What I can do is I can give you the word and based upon my system, because if you know it, it's full of scriptures. All my books. I get people, witches and wizards and masons asking me all the time, why do you got so many scriptures in there? The entrance of God's word unfolds light. The word of God is alive, is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and is the son of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's why. Then which one did we leave out? If you're eight, you know, we already talked about that before. It's the money thing, money magnet, it's pattern recognition. Nine is humanitarian. So the enemy uses those things to make you feel guilty. And again, in review, the last one, the three things that comes with success, number one, you have more options. You got more money, you can do more things. However, those options require you to be able to make good choices and good decisions. If you select the option, to become a glutton and eat and eat and eat because you can afford to eat anything you want, anywhere you want, anytime you want. When you get to about 300, 350, 400, yeah, you're going to be having some health issues. All because options, because you're successful. Number two, that success brings a certain feeling. The feeling of, how come everybody else is not up here with me? And then you see your cousin. Oh, you want to go back and help your cousin. But your cousin is not interested. Your cousin is happy not being successful. And your cousin actually doesn't understand why you want to be successful. Why are you trying to be an Oreo? Why are you acting like that white man now? You all bougie now. You know you just from the hood. Now you over there, you moved over there with the white folks. You're driving car, you talk like them, you sound like them. Here, you might as well be white now. And then you go home and feel guilty. Well, you know what? Maybe I am too, you know. Maybe I need to act a little bit more hood. Y'all know how we do. Guilt. And then the last one, that grandiose mentality. Once you get past the guilt, if you get past, you get the options down. You get the guilt down. You ain't let nobody put no guilt trip on you because you put in the work. And so, you know, the workman is worthy of his wages. Man, for years I felt guilty. People made me feel guilty because I had a $5,000 system. And it worked, man. I felt like a dog. People were signing up. I'll take their money. Man, somebody posted, dude, why you charge $5,000 for your system, brother? And they said, it used to work. I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't charge $5,000. Shit, I should be charging $20 because it works. So I don't feel guilty anymore. And the last one, better than anyone else. Grandiose mentality. Just because I've read a few books, doesn't make me better than you. You can look me eyeball to eyeball. You ain't got to call me doc. You ain't got to call me master teacher. You can just call me Brother Will. Shit, you can just drop the brother. Just call me homeboy. I'm not stuck on titles. I don't need no title. I don't need you to call me Dr. Will Rogers. I don't need you to call me Massa. I don't need you to call me MT33. Those are all terms. Those are all labels. Those are all limits. You just call me Will. Why? I ain't better than you. I'm not any lower, but I'm not lower. We're equal. So everybody, regardless of what they have selected, it is not... I'm trying to grain. I keep saying this because I'm saying this to myself. I'm not saying this to you guys, so I apologize for keep repeating it, but it's not my job to save nobody, even you. For the members of the Life Management System, I can't save y'all. I'm going to give you the information. It's in there. It's in the book. Everything I teach is in the Bible. Only thing I'm going to do is add some experience to it. I'm going to break it down for you, and I'm going to tell you exactly how the devil's going to come because he came at me first. So when everybody gets to this level, if you ain't there yet, just call me. How do you know when you're at this level? Because guess what? You're going to have options that you haven't had before. When you get to that point where you're making enough money, where you have the option to go get a new car, you have the option to move in another house, you have the option to go out of town more often, you have the option to go on vacation, you have the option to go on cruises, you have the option to, you know, get in your car and just and drive to somewhere else or fly somewhere or do a speaking engagement. All of the options, that's a new level. You will experience that new devil. You need to be prepared. No matter what level you are on, oh, trust me, boo-boo, Lucifer is there. He's the god of levels, vibrations, frequencies. Your job is to override that low frequency with a higher frequency. That's what I've learned, and I am still learning. Because guess what? Tomorrow, I'm going to deal with another level. I'm going to be dealing with another devil. And I'll be back here tomorrow explaining it to you, how I defeated his ass too. Now, I fell to success, but I'm okay with it. Because God's okay with it. Because God told me that he was okay with it. He said that he left the thorn in my side. And he told me that his grace is sufficient for me. And he told me why. So that way I don't get conceited. So I understand that according to the book that I wrote called I Am Too Human, Romans 7:18, with my mind I serve God, with my flesh, with my body I serve the devil. If you feel guilty, and if some man, woman, or child can put a guilt trip on you, you're going to stay at that level dealing with that devil. Do not fall prey to the options, the guilt, or the grandiose, if you get past that and you get to the point, don't be walking around here on stage, man, with your chest puffed out thinking you TD Jakes. Don't fall for it. Don't be out here talking about you need everybody to donate so you can go out and buy you on $54 million jet. Don't fall for that grandiose mentality, because guess what? You ain't bulletproof. Somebody put two slugs in you, you drop just like everybody else. Grandiose thinking is a dangerous thing, because you start carrying yourself like you're better than everybody else. Brothers and sisters, the most important thing from yesterday's show and today's show, which is really that yesterday was part one, so if you didn't hear yesterday's show, please listen to yesterday's show. It's extremely important. And today's show, again, is the opposite side. But that's what the enemy does for me. He takes me from one extreme to the other. Yesterday, it was the, you know, one extreme. Today is the other extreme. And tomorrow I'll be dealing with another issue. And we'll be back here sharing. I'll be breaking that one down for you as well. But today, the most important thing, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have to change out your motivated abilities payment. Right now, dopamine is being released in your body by people. Dopamine should be released in your body by purpose or on purpose. Now, I do it in the area of fitness, but I don't do it in the area of relationships. I do it in the area of wealth, but I don't do it in the area of wisdom. So I got two out of the four. I got to work on the other two. If my wife doesn't do certain things, my dopamine is not released. I don't feel like the man when I should be fulfilling my purpose as a husband. That should be releasing my dopamine, regardless of the attention that I'm getting from my wife. I got to change it up. If somebody listening to me got to do the same thing. Your payment cannot come from people. Your payment must come from purpose. Everything that you do should not be for the attention of people. It should be for the release of your purpose, your God-ordained destiny. Stop trying to impress people and start impressing God. Because God is the grantor of your destiny. As long as my wife is in my Kool-Aid, I'm good. The moment I feel, now remember, it's imaginary. All my demons are imaginary. I didn't got no real demons. I just create shitness out of thin air. I just pull them up, just pop up just because. Remember, normal for me is like I go cuckoo. I don't know what to do. Like, what do you mean we got no problems? We got to fight somebody. I'm a fighter. I need to fight somebody. I'm used to knocking demons out. Where they at? If there ain't none, I'm going to have to create some. That's my negative habit pattern. Every time I get successful in any area, wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships, I will create a demon out of thin air. Nobody else can see it but me. It's in my head. That's what the movie Upgrade, y'all might want to check it out. That's all he did. He upgraded to the point where he cracked. He said that his brain split. The devil is a liar. It ain't happening to me. I'm dealing with them demons. I'm going to be comfortable being normal. If there is such a thing. Normal means operating in your God-given purpose, where you, especially in relationships, you got somebody that loves you and gets you, and you love them and you get them. Why you want them to jump through hoops? Why you want them to change? Or why are you trying to save them? Why are you trying to impress them? Shouldn't their love and support be enough for you, Brother Will? What about money? Okay, all your bills are paid. You got a little money left over. Why are you pushing so hard? Why are you grinding like it's, you know, you got to save the world? Why are you trying? No, boo, you're going to get there. You're going to get to that $1 million point. Relax. It's okay. God got this. Set your intention and walk off. When you go in the restaurant, you order your food. Do you go back and help the waiter cook the food? Do you have to cook? Why are you trying to help God, Brother Will? Set your intention and walk away. That's all you got to do. Set your intention based upon your purpose and step off. Let God do the work. God does not need your help, Brother Will. He got it. I know you like saving him, but you can't save God. I think he saves you. No, that's not yet. Brothers, sisters, the enemy is very cunning. He's good at what he's do. He what he does. If you good at blank, he's better. Keep your head on the swivel. Keep analyzing yourself. I like what brother, you know, I was talking to Brother Rome, man. Brother Rome, man, he be on it. He always analyzing, you know, checking. Why you looking at somebody else, man? You taking care of yourself is a full-time job. Always ask those why questions. So you got this morning at 8 o'clock, why? Well, you went through, because I got to go to work. Well, why? I got to pay my bills, why? Because I went out and brought something I probably didn't need. Oh, okay. That's why you're working at them extra hours. How about if you don't buy that extra stuff, then you might have to work them extra hours, and then you can spend some time actually going after and fulfilling your purpose. If you start analyzing yourself, and you start asking those why questions, you're going to find that devil buried down underneath. You're going to bring him out and expose him. Remember, they don't like to be exposed. That's all you got to do. Don't put no energy into them. Don't look at it. Don't coddle it. Don't examine it. Don't wonder it. Don't ask it no questions. How long have you been there? Well, are you planning on coming back? No, don't do none of that. Once you expose the devil, turn your back on him and focus on your purpose. Because, again, fighting or resisting from the position of trying to change it just empowers it. Resisting it as far as turning your back on it eliminates it. Resist the devil and he will flee. That means put all your time and your energy into purpose-based production based upon wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. Put your energy in, and I guarantee you will win. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control. That's how you always know the enemy is around. Somebody's trying to con, swindle, troll, large demon. He will never control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Yeah. Haters wanna give me the meme up because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. It's weeping under rust. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace. And we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it. Take it.